Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, grab it, just download the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to do. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we bought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's serious for life, dog. Hip-hop ain't dead, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so me, sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder masking music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it live forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. This is episode 555 of the Murder Master Music Show. And this show is possible, first and foremost, because of the lovely Valerie Denise Jones. I want to thank her. Man, we try to get Sugar T a lot over the years. Maybe just, you know, missing people. Shout out to the homie Terrell. You know what I'm saying? He tried to make it happen a while back. I tried to make it happen. You tried to make it happen, Mac. It finally happened. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
We're going to have a hell of a show. How you doing, Mac Dre? I know you're getting pounded with some crazy weather. So am I over here in southern Illinois.
Yeah, man. I was in here
afternoon.
Just on. Right, on the phone with and lost track of what was going on outside, and then I just heard, you know, when you can hear the hard rain hitting the house, and I'm looking outside, I'm like, damn, where this come from? So yeah, it's kind of rolling through right now.
It's crazy. I'll tell you what, I'm real glad to have this show tonight happen, because Sugar T is truly one of the most amazing females in hip hop history. She's been honored by VH1, which she should be. You know what I'm saying? She's definitely one of the elite female MCs out there. And she can hold her own with the male MCs as well. That's what makes her, you know what I'm saying, one of the dopest. She's 1/4 of the clip with Be Legit, D-Shot, and E-40. You know what I'm saying? The sister of D-Shot, E-40. Cousin of Be Legit. So it's in her family. It's in her DNA. You know what I'm saying? Lots of talent. Lots of plaques. Lots of platinum. Matter of fact, her and her brother... E-40, they're the first platinum duo in hip-hop, brother and sister duo in hip-hop with Sprinkle. That was the first time, you know what I'm saying, that a brother and sister, did platinum numbers in hip-hop. So, you know, shout out to her, man. I mean, a lot of history. But also, you know, she's also an entrepreneur, too. She's got a lot of stuff she does. She does speaking engagements, motivates people. You know what I'm saying? In the film, she does all kinds of things. You know what I'm saying? This is truly, you know what I'm saying, a talented individual. And we're honored to have her in the archive. Got some dope music she sent us as well. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. Also, Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, your birthday, 22nd. Happy early birthday, Mac. Welcome to the old man club. You know what I'm saying? I know you're feeling it, you know what I'm saying? But Thursday, we got Nino from Ghetto Mafia. He's got a brand new solo project out, you know what I'm saying, we're going to talk about, and a whole bunch more. So that's going to be dope. I'll tell you what, we're knocking out a lot of good shows, you know what I'm saying, a lot of stuff coming in the future. You know, we're just fulfilling our promise to our listeners. I told them every week, I'm saying? Whether it be one show or five shows, you're going to get a show from us, you know, regardless. You know what I'm saying? And if you're just starting to fuck with us now, please go back to the archives, because that is, man, that is a gold mine, a plethora of interviews with legends, pioneers, and underground talent from all over the world, man. It's just, it's ridiculous how crazy our archive is. You know what I'm saying? Don't know too many others that got one quite like that. But, you know what I'm saying? We're definitely going to keep adding to it. We are tonight with Sugar T, so we look forward to this happening.
Hell yeah. A plethora.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Pick the right words, Fred. Sometimes you could just go back through the, like, I like to do it on Facebook, you know, the memories and stuff like that. And then I check the episode. Or what I like to do is I like to, when I'm on the website, I just scroll. And wherever it stops, I just listen to that episode. There's so many of them there for you to listen to. So I encourage everybody to go to UGSforLife.com and check out the archive that's up there, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a must. It's a must, you know what I'm saying? Chances are there's going to be several artists there you like, you grew up listening to, you know what I'm saying? Just, man, you at work, where, whatever. Go for a job, listen to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Not to mention, there's also a whole shitload of dope music throughout the archive, too. A lot of artists submitted tracks, you know what I'm saying, you heard here first before anywhere else. A lot of times we've heard tracks that were unreleased that you've never heard anywhere. Like the Eazy-E track that Crazy D let us play, Snippet Up. Shout out to him. That's another cat we got to have back on the show, Crazy D. I know he's working on, I believe, a documentary and a book, you know what I'm saying, for his time.
Hell yeah, shouts out to Crazy D.
NWA. You know, so, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, Vallejo is just rich in history when it comes to music, you know, and I'll tell you what, they kicked it off. They really did. They kicked it off. And Sugar T's first album, you know what I'm saying, is 25 years old. It came out, I believe, in 93, if I'm not mistaken. It's all good. You know, so I tell you what, she's been doing this thing, longevity, just like her brother, just like her cousins. You know what I'm saying? D-Legit, D-Shot, E-40. I mean, they all have that longevity, which is crazy. It's just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's rare for one person to have it, but for, like, you got a whole family having it, that makes it even better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's, you know, like I said, we got some dope tracks we're going to be playing tonight. But let's chop it up with the, you know what I'm saying, the guest of tonight's episode, Sugar T. Let's see how she's doing. How you doing, Sugar?
Hey, how's it going?
Man, I tell you what, we're so honored to have you on this show. I interviewed you for Murder Dog years ago, you know, I want to say maybe 2000. Maybe 2008, 2009. You had probably hundreds and hundreds of interviews since then. But how have you been? You've been good?
Yes. I've been great.
Yeah, I see that, you know, in addition to making music, you know, and in addition to being an entrepreneur yourself, you're also going around, you're speaking, you're motivating younger people, you know, to empower themselves. And what's that like for you to be able to be in that position?
Yeah, I don't just empower young people. That's kind of natural. It's more, I pretty much share with, you know, people my age, adults, only because I've lived an adult life and I know that we need motivation, empowerment, and information just as much as the youth. So being able to just empower families and to be able to touch different generations and bridge gaps and, you know, reach different types of population for different reasons, you know, it's great. You know, it helps me keep myself together and reminds me of even when other people or other circumstances might not make me feel important, then I know I'm important to somebody else that's in need and somebody can be blessed by it.
Yeah, most definitely. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the history, I mean, celebrating 30 years of the game.
if you can, take us back to those early days, and what was it like for you to, you know, first get involved in the whole world of hip-hop?
Well, believe it or not, I first got involved in church. I sung in church. I was sat in front of the choir singing with my aunt. That was my first experience in entertainment. And growing up with my family, which my father is a musician, and I grew up in a house full of women, and my mother, who continued to, you know, always keep music, blues, you know, old school presentations from all the different, you know, general veterans of the game. Shout out to Aretha Franklin, R.I.P., her beautiful soul. She was definitely one of them, along with the OJs, the Temptations, Tyrone Taylor, B.B. King, Bobby Blue Band, and then, of course, later, you know, sitting on the lap of my father and playing music with him. He played multiple instruments, from the saxophone to the piano to the guitar, and, you know, was a self, you know, trained musician. And then in between time, growing up in a church where my grandfather pastored and my grandmother was the mother of the church, around musicians and playing the drums myself, playing the piano, getting experience in the choir, and eventually leading choir songs at a very early age, not even trying to, but my aunties recognizing my talent. That was the first, you know, that was my first phase of music, you know what I mean? So that's where my foundation came from, and that's where I learned how to be bold in front of people. That's where I learned, you know, the element of how to, you know, to please a crowd. And then, of course, later growing into recording a song in 1987/88, 86. Between there, I recorded my first song, and then I ended up doing a project, a singing project. And so at that time, hip-hop wasn't my desire, although I listened to it. I was doing singing because that's what I knew to do, and that's what I did well. And then I ended up getting pregnant, and when I got pregnant, between the time frame as a teen, I was a teen mom, so me and my best friend had started recording. That was the first string, the singing song. And then I was with one of a good friend, and eventually we kind of didn't hit it off to do music. So during that time frame, I ended up meeting another person who became a good friend and my best friend even today, and we created a group called Sugar and Spice. And that was actually my first recording. It was actually in somewhere 1987, 88 was really the first recording. And so after getting pregnant, in between that time frame of recording, the first song, Biker Season, was the name of the song on our first album as a group, which was called MVP, Most Vicious Performers. That was before we became The Click. We were just a family full of a whole bunch of talent and a whole bunch of individuals in it that expressed their talent through hip-hop, as well as in some cases singing, but mostly hip-hop. And so I was actually doing the hip-hop with a collaborative partner, which is now my best friend, and we were called the Sugar and Spice. And I was a part of the MVP gang. And then eventually, after getting pregnant and me and her both separating and her getting pregnant as well, unfortunately, she went a different way in terms of musically, and I was led to become adopted and create the group The Click, which made me a founder of the group The Click and became a member with my brother D-Shot, my cousin Be Legit, and my brother 40. And that's where The Click started, within the where I had actually finalized the last female, the female, and took a place of someone else that was supposed to be a part of it. And that was the beginning of my hip-hop career.
I bet they did. Now, did you put out the Sugar and Spice? Did you put that on a cassette and wax?
Yeah, it was on wax, actually. Yep, that's exactly how it was. It was actually on wax and tape.
Oh, that's got to be worth money. That's got to be a collector's item, I imagine, right now. Are there any of those folks around out there still?
You know what? Yes, and it's very underrated. You know, I'm just learning that everyone's asking for the original stuff. So I didn't even know people appreciated that kind of stuff. And so I'm telling my mama, get this stuff out of storage and give me this stuff, because we just kind of threw it to the side. And so, you know, we made so many songs through the years and so many other projects. It was like we really took, I think it was taken for granted. So now we're pulling them all out the hat. because they're all asking for them.
People definitely be after that. But here you go, you know, you and her, you know, she goes her separate way, and then you get, you know what I'm saying, part of the clique, which goes on to become this super West Coast group. But did you see it in the early days that you guys were going to blow up in just a few years?
You know what? I really had no clue. And it's funny that, you know, that that's a question I never, ever once thought, or I just kind of, to be honest with you, I started off just, you know, it was a place for me to be free from my kids.
Yeah.
So I was able to, like, kind of, you know, just leave and be like, okay, Mom, I'll see you later. We're going to go, you know, perform. And I really didn't have any clue that it would turn into something as big as it became, you know. And I'm very thankful that it did, but and never had a clue that it would, you know, be a whole, you know, multiple gold albums and platinums and, you know, a whole creative movement that, you know, it would pave the way for, you know, a whole nother style and business model for, you know, music and record companies and messaging. And so, no.
Yeah, I tell you what, not only was the Clique one of the premier groups of the West Coast, but you, you know what I'm saying, you're like the queen of the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to female and hip-hop. And you really helped kick it off, you know what I'm saying. Others that came after you, Legendary, Marvelous. You know, what was it like, you know what I'm saying, being the one that people looked at when they thought of female MC on the West Coast? Everyone thought of you?
You know, interesting, because it's very, very interesting, because I didn't realize that, because I was probably the total opposite of many other artists, that I just never was, like, able to totally enjoy my stardom, because I always had to get back to my kids. And so it was kind of a second nature to me to kind of be a to create things, you know. Just, I came into the game as a producer, so, you know, I was given a contract, a binder, and, you know, a whole office coming into music, running our record label. So I didn't really get to enjoy as much of the talent part of it. I just kind of, you know, continued to do it because it was there and it was creative and it was opportunities to do it. But let me think. But recognizing that I ended up accumulating a large body of work and seeing that it was much more than many of the other females that are out there today, up to date, which is interesting. Matter of fact, I think my catalog might be bigger than all of them, to be honest with you, in terms of all my songs, how many I've recorded, and how many that I've produced. And that is kind of interesting, because that, I guess, that gave me the status of, you know, of being the queen of the game over here on the West, representing, but also with an extremely big catalog of songs of all different genres that I've been able to accumulate over the years. It is a blessing to know that, you know, I was innovative in the movement, and to know that, to see, you know, the young ladies who are out there now, you know, taking advantage of them getting the opportunity to be seen, and doing what I did, you know, 25 years ago, you know what I'm saying? So to some people, you know, they think, they look at it as being relevant, and I look at it as, like, it's kind of old, to be honest with you, like the presence of, like, the new talent, like Cardi B's and Nicki Minaj and, you know, the females, MA, and all the ones that came, you know, after me through the years, that were kind of presented through the new media outlets and kind of built the brand in a different way, not so organically, because, you know, the great tools that are out here, you know, now to make people be able to present themselves and create, you know, a community without having to step out there into the community, you know what I mean? So it's just interesting to see all of them doing what I did and what many of my other peers at that time did 25 years ago, doing it again.
Yeah. I mean, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, you guys never stopped.
It's like she started putting out music and just kept going. I mean, between the four of you, when it comes to film, when it comes to music, I mean, can you estimate how much product you guys got out just between the members of the clique?
Well, for myself, I did stop. I took a hiatus for a couple of years because I went through a transition period where there were priorities that I felt was more necessary to deal with at that time. And it worked out to be, you know, something that was healthy for my life and my surrounding as a woman raising children and realizing that you would never get that time back, you know, in your child's life. So it was always the fact that because I was in the game as a machine, I knew that I could always make my machine go whenever I wanted to and wherever and however I wanted to do it as a record company. And as someone that can just connect the dots, whether I sell 10 units or whether I sell 10 million, you know what I mean? So I did take a couple years to do other things and realize that, you know, when I came back to the game, it made sense to kind of build some other areas that allowed me to not only rely on music, because just in case, you know, something failed me around the task. So I went to school and got a master's degree, bachelor's degree, a couple of credentials around that. I started a enterprise piece.
Congratulations.
Things that, Thank you. I built an environment that allowed me to have the freedom and flexibility to be home with my kids. And then I went through a period of spiritual, you know, empowerment and spiritual development, personal development, and professional development, and built a whole enterprise, you know, in the midst of making sure that I was around with my children and just kind of dealing with some demons that I needed to deal with within myself after having a couple of, you know, challenges in relationships and, you know, different things that came about that real life brings to you that you don't expect and you have to attend to, then you have to fix whatever comes along with that while you're trying to maintain the other things that you do have and fix the things that, you know, became broken. And so I still managed to keep writing songs and continuing to, you know, increase my art, but I visited a variety of other genres of music in the midst of it. And so within the scope of myself, I managed to, you know, to release 15, I've probably got about 20 albums, but 20 albums solo, and then at least probably five, I know for sure five albums, but maybe even 10 as a group. And then, of course, a variety of other soundtrack placements, licensing deals, blah, 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 you know, that's just coming from multiple areas of placement. And the only reason why I know that is because I get royalty checks and I get, you know, all kind of gold albums that continue to come to me because of my presence of a song that was on an album or, you know, something in a movie or, you know, something like that. So so it's quite a bit of them. And it's kind of hard to, it has to be at least 1,000, you know, at least 2,000 probably amongst all of us, at least. Of songs, of a body of work.
Like I said, this music is in your DNA. You talk about your father, of course, you know, Misha 40, you legit. What about SIBO? Isn't SIBO your cousin too?
Well, actually, SIBO was not my actual cousin. He was like, he's like family, but the cousin is with his record label, which is was the record label AWOL Records. That's who is my family member. Yeah, so he was on my cousin's label, AWOL Records. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, let's go off in your song, then I want to come back and chop it up with you some more. It's wonderful to be able to talk to you. Let's get into this one, Greatness. Tell everybody about Greatness and what's your name.
Yes, Greatness is a song that I wrote because, again, you know, being a female in the game is not all, and one that takes on responsibilities and that, you know, refuses to lose integrity once you become awoke of what can happen from that. You kind of go through some transitions and you can become in a situation where you've considered treated beneath what your value is because of them looking from the outside and not seeing the whole picture. And so at that time, you know, I have to tell myself that I was great. And I built elements around me that also reminded me of me being great. And then those that did look deeper than just the surface continued to remind me that I was great. And so, and the final thing is that God, I knew how God looked at me for being great, and out, not just musically, but, you know, for helping change people's lives, for raising two generations, and also leading three generations in music, and being able to continue to stay relevant and clear is a blessing, and it continues to allow me to represent greatness. So I made this song called Greatness for That Reason on my Queen of the West album, and you can find it on digital outlets, and you can follow me at Sugar-T, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and follow my YouTube, Sugar-T Official.
That's Sugar T, we'll be right back. On the way. I never knew the game, still around, I'm winning. When you got the game from me in the beginning, done been through it all.
I'm still around, and I'm great.
I never knew the game, still around, I'm a winner. When you got the game from me in the beginning, done been a few falls.
My pocket's on the plate, I'm on a case, I'm great.
Got a girl, hustle, Lady Bay, I'm great. Hustle hard to keep my pockets on the plate, yeah. I can see the play,
play.
Skinning and grinning in my face, a friend of me, take, take.
Uh-huh.
I'm going all in.
Yeah.
I was born to win.
Orleans.
Yeah, I done been through it all. Should have been a doctor because I got so many scars. A dime piece, shining. Stay grinding, I'm sharp on the case.
All day.
Hashtag first lady. Spotify and Music Choice got my song on replay.
Yeah,
I'm brilliant. I don't plan on letting up until I get at least a billion. You new chicks are
whack.
Give me 10 feet, I put chickens on their back.
I'm
never great.
The game, still around, I'm winning. When you got the game from me in the beginning, done been through it all.
I'm still around, and I'm great.
I never knew the game, still around, I'm a winner. When you got the game from me in the beginning, done been a few falls.
My pocket's on the plate, I'm on a case, I'm great.
I
done took the heels off, rocking. 808 knocking. Come back from home. This time I ain't stopping. The gang twisted. I'm already listed. I'm an executive. Guinness World Record. Now I hustle harder. Made the top 10.
Do it from a daughter.
It started from a border. Just copped a charter. Living large like Neil Carter.
Yep.
I'm staying behind glasses. I rock Chanel. Trying to keep it cool so I don't go to jail.
Uh-huh.
I got to get the longevity. Keep my eyes on the enemy. Blessed with the remedy.
Yeah.
Border like a shot caller. Ain't taking no shorts. Want it all. I'm a scholar. The glory, I ain't worried. The goons on call. I'm gonna tell my own story. I'm great.
The game still around. I'm winning. When you got the game from me in the beginning, done it, do it all.
I'm still around and I'm great.
I never just the game still around. I'm a winner. When you got the game from me in the beginning, done seen a few falls.
My pocket's on the plate. I'm on the case. I'm great.
I don't take the game light.
I made history. I ain't branded off hype. I was born to enterprise. The game needs me. I got my eyes on the prize.
Look,
ain't no other like me. Sugar T, the first lady of the world. Click family. Yeah, you know what it do. I stay driving through the deck with the ooh, ooh, ooh. A chicken never fall off. I'm like a superhero. They never die off. Real talk.
You done heard me through a few generations. Though I take vacations on occasion.
I stay on the gritty grind.
Stuck around a little longer.
I'm from a lineage of beasts that get stronger.
Bad chicks wanna learn for real.
Body parts are real, my passion's closing deals. I can make a dollar out of a dime. Lady hustle on the go and I write my own rhyme. I'm going for the kill. Put your money where your mouth is, cause office with the bill.
The female rap game is at stake. I tried to take a break,
but it kept calling my name. I do it for the money, I don't do it for the fame. I'm great. I'm called the great.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
she's the queen of the West. Thank you, Sugar
Hell
T.
Hell yeah.
Like, bump that greatness right there, you know. I wanna touch on something that I found very interesting too. You and your brother E-40 are the first brother sister duo to go platinum in hip hop. That's gotta be very special right there. What's that like? Be able to do something like that with your brother, his family.
You know what? That is just—it's really a blessing, and you know, to be the first brother and sister hip hop duet, you know, and the biggest one still for all these years to hold that platform with all that we have, you know, done independently as well as you know, put attention to. So it's just really a blessing. It feels good. It's something that can't nobody take away from us, you know, and something that seems like it can be a lifetime historical, you know, component that hopefully can, you know, give other people some encouragement about, you know, working together and what could happen when you do work together as a family.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of people, they don't get to do that with the siblings. You know, you guys got to experience success at a very high plateau, and you're still both doing it today. You're still actively, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing. Now, you got Sprinkle Me Shop. I'm looking at here on your website, sprinkleme.biz. Everybody go check that out. Make sure to check out the products. Tell everybody about this, and when did you get involved, you know what I'm saying, with Sprinkle Me products.
Yes, in 2006, I started a production company, a fragrance and wellness production company. As I had shared with you, I was interested in a priority shift and that was one of the things that I wanted to add to my enterprise as another item that I could, you know, brand, and I didn't want to be as Elizabeth Art. I didn't want to, you know, just go straight up and do any type of a licensing deal or anything like that. I wanted to actually be a production company that can create products for other people as well as myself and offer more than just, you know, the licensing amounts that they share, but actually to, you know, to produce my own line as well as others for other people who, you know, who normally wouldn't have an opportunity to make a line. So 2006 was when we started that. I started off as a Mary Kay type of style business model, and then eventually I made it into a more of a collection and production company that made them for myself from time to time, wellness, fragrance, spa, beauty products and accessories, and then I make it for others as well.
Where do you find time to juggle all this? Not just, you know what I'm saying, the work, the music and everything, but family. Like you said, you know, regeneration. How do you find time?
Well, there's one right now acting a fool right here with me, my granddaughter. I did a summer job with keeping them so that I could have the flexibility for touring without feeling like I'm missing out on their life. And so I try to kill two birds with one stone. And, you know, the sad part is it's like, you know, we're all humans, and I do try to make sure that people are aware that family is first for me, and it's very important, and I really try to promote that. And so finding time, usually, you know, something has to give. But, you know, it's normally me. I don't find a lot of time to just pamper myself, but I get a kick out of pampering others and making sure things are correct around me, or at least that I give some attention to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I know one thing our listeners definitely want to know tonight, too. Does the clique have anything in the works? I'm sure everybody
yes,
would love to hear
absolutely.
You. Oh, you do? Oh, great.
Yes, we do.
We just did.
We have a song on Be Legit. Be Legit has an album, and we have a song on there that we just did that's also now available. And it's on an album called Ooh, that's terrible. I forgot the name of it. But anyway, it's the Be Legit and E-40 album. If you Google it, you can find it. Anybody can find it. But it's a great single on there that we're rocking on. And then my brother D-Shot just completed a movie called What Are the Chances? And that's on Amazon. And it's also on, Amazon and all the different digital and outlets and Walmart and all those places where you can physically go in as well as get it online. It's called What Are the Chances? So it's a movie, and there's a soundtrack that we have a song on as well that the Click has. So you can actually, anybody can go get it on Amazon. Once again, it's called What Are the Chances? So I'm acting in it. It was recently released late July. And so we're all acting in it, and we also have a song on the soundtrack. So we're slowly chopping at, you know, having a full album again. And we'll eventually have one. So.
I mean, it's needed right now because, you know what I'm saying, the Click is, you know what I'm saying, you guys put out so much classic product over the years. And like I said, individually, as well, it's always good to see you guys come together. But you said E-Shot's got this film out right now. You know, what about yourself? Do you have any upcoming film that you're going to be doing?
I do. I'm actually producing one right now on my record label. I'm releasing a couple of projects around females. I'm also, I can't like say it all, but you know, it's connected to that. I'm doing I have a TV show actually that I produce called Bay Area Hype TV, and it's Bay Area Hype. It's a radio show and a TV show, and it's here locally in the Bay Area, which is, you know, a nice proportion of the Bay Area locals, which is wonderful, on a broadcast channel 20 here. And KTVU Channel 20, and it's also online where people can see it at my YouTube channel, Sugar Tea Official. They can go to the Bay Area Hype TV playlist, and it'll also be available shortly online as a radio show where people can be able to get it online everywhere as well. And then, of course, I have a couple of TV projects that are, I just kind of reworked them, that I've produced some pilots and doing some production projects with some collaborating entities, and they're in the works, and they'll be coming soon. And of course, I'm working on another series, a documentary series that's connected to telling my story, but also to telling my story as well as connected to telling other people's story too.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm looking forward to all this. We got a caller on the line. This is the homie, Tim from France. I know he's got a question for you. Tim, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You hear me?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hi, sir. Say hi, Sugar Chief.
That's Larry.
Hi.
I got a question for you. It's all about the classic song Hurricane on the album Game Related on the Click. Can you tell us about this one on the video too?
Hurricane?
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you said what about Hurricane?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
What did you say about Hurricane?
If you could tell them about the making of that song and everything, how it all came together.
Okay, yeah. So Hurricane came from a drink that we actually used to always drink at the time of our super duper wild days, and it just so happened to be the drink that did the trick. And so in that time frame, we came up with the song, and we created it based on that, pretty much. So my brother actually has a drink called Hurricane Slurricane, and it's a drink that's available. Get your book. Right now, through the different alcohol and liquor distributors, Beverage and More. And so, pretty much that's where Hurricane came from.
And can you tell us also about the song Check Yourself? It's on your first album. It's so good. Check yourself. Song. Yes.
Tell you about it. you know, that was a message of just, you know, people, a conscious message to those that you know, I guess living carelessly and not being aware of the outcomes that can happen, as well as talking to myself.
Good. Thank you, Sienna. I appreciate you for calling in, brother.
Yeah,
you know,
appreciate it.
It's about 4 a.m. over there. Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah. You know.
And thanks for being aware of the song, of the album. I think that's my Paper Chasing album. So thank you. You got to get the new Queen of the West album. Get an upgrade and make sure you follow my YouTube
channel.
Queen
of the West, right?
Yeah, Queen of the West. That's a Sugar Tea Official is my YouTube channel, and it has, you know, a variety of other songs as well as the one you mentioned on there, that album. So, you know, stay in touch with my new developments.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
You could also.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you can follow me at Sugar Dash Tea also. Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter.
I was just definitely want you to go out there, everybody, get the new album, Queen of the West. It's an EP, right? Or is it a full length?
Yes, it's actually an EP, but I'm getting ready to launch the full album shortly and rock that out through the winter holidays with the 15 album, all genre release. So all the genres are going to be released at one time, just to give everybody all parts of my 30-year venture here in this game.
Well, I'll tell you what, keep it going. You know, don't stop, and please come back on the show. We enjoyed having you on. We'd definitely love to have you on again in the future. But before you go, I want to give you the floor. You know, want to give you a shout-out or mention anything else, and feel free. It's all yours, Sugar Tea.
Thank you so much. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to be on the show. I just jumped in on it and appreciate anybody that gives support to us who are out here, the legendaries, because today, you know, it seems like they want to let the legendaries die. So I want to give you props for being able to help keep us alive. And absolutely. And so if anyone wants to go and, you know, and visit my enterprise, which has all the elements of me, my boutique with the product lines, my books and accessories that I created and produced, as well as, you know, my different divisions that I work at socially, as well as, you know, business endeavors and music, to get familiar or to, you know, stay familiar, then you can log on to sprinkleme.biz, just the way that it's spelled, sprinkleme.biz. I want to give a shout out to, you can link up at my Sugar-Tea Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and follow me, again, Sugar-Tea, and see my daily movement. And you can also look at my TV show as well on the SprinkleMe.biz site and link up to the Sprinkle Me Boutique and all the products, accessories, and services that it consists of. And make sure you get my new book, Baby, Be About Your Business. I'd love to call back in another time and have that conversation with you about, you know, entrepreneurship and the elements around that and how it could save our life and how it saved mine. Yeah, so it's called Baby.
Let's do a part two for sure. It would be an honor. And I tell you what, we do a lot of roundtables on this show. We've done, we've had like DJ Paul and Bushwick Bill and Mr. Servon all chopping it up at the same time. And, you know, Cocaine Spice One and DJ Yell of NWA chopping it up. We'd love to do a quick roundtable in the future. So when you guys get ready to drop something, please let us know. We'd love to have all four of you on it. Just chopping up dope music you guys put out over the years, you know.
Sounds really good. Yeah, that sounds good. Well, be sure to make sure that you guys go pick up my book called Boss Up, Baby, Be About Your Business. It's on Amazon, and you can learn a little bit about some of the Click story and our affiliation with entrepreneurship and how it helped us and kept us, and also
you can get empowered and explore entrepreneurship for those who haven't, and understand how important it is for you too, and how you can benefit from it and others can benefit from it. So it's on Amazon, once again, called Boss Up, Baby.
Oh, that's what's up. That's
for
like
sure.
What we got Boss Up on the board right now. We're going to play this track as we get out of here. Thank you again so much for calling in, Sugar Tea. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you guys as well.
Anytime. This is Boss Up by Sugar Tea. Make sure to go out and support, you know what I'm saying, everything she's doing. You know, tune in Wednesday. We got Nino of Ghetto Mafia. Here you go, Boss Up.
If you're riding for your shit, it falls up. If you want a paper chase, falls up. If you're a hustler on the go, falls up. You want your pockets on the floor, falls up. Money, I'm on a paper chase. In spite of the obstacles that I face. Give me 10 feet, I'm taking my space.
the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. Oh, yeah.
I'm the baddest chick, the first lady of the clique. Pave the way for these rap chicks. You can get it wet while I come to get the check. Smiling through your hood, smashing through your set. Turns out cause you burnt out. You think you own the money, but you really played out. I'm thicker than a snicker, natural born store. I'm on the case like a porno store. Or you can get the finger, but not between the legs. Operation Savage, got you on edge. I'm from the Bay where the ladies pop they bra. Cut from a crop where you would never get it raw. Sick with it. You know what it do, belay all day. Ooh, 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 ooh. Boss ladies, pop your bras. Straight deck will make them think I'm hella raw.
Sky's the limit, ain't nothing that I can't do.
It's all good, I got get back. Bet that, the sky's the limit, I'm chosen. Respect to the queen, she already rose in. On the money, like a dollar bill. Bomb.com and I still keep it real. They got me worked up, now I'm coming for the steal. I'm not a burglar, but I'm coming for the kill. Twerked up while you burnt up. My game's so tight, I ain't gotta give it up. Why turn down when the light's still up? Now I'm on one, cause you got me woke up. You got the drama, but I come to close the deal. You can act funny, but the dudes know the real. Top notch, yeah, everything real. Can't get the kitty if you can't pay the bill.
Nothing that I can't do.